Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, September 30th, 2023. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello, Andy. How are you feeling today, good man?
Rough. I am rough. I've had a very, very busy week in Germany. So I'm still here in Bremen, very near the airport, so you can hear all the background noise.
It's just planes. They're on plane noises during this thing, so
just we'll planes just flying over
as they come up.
But it's been a great week, but so busy that we haven't had time to meet up and record. So this is Friday morning, so it'll be a quick turnaround for our producer Gary Black to get this out the door in time for Friday lunchtime. But yeah, we have a show. We have picks. It's just myself and Gordo this week because of scheduling conflicts and the timing that we can get to do this. But we'll run through last week's results first and foremost. We had Joey Slenzak as our co-host on the show last week. And Gordo, you've got his results there to run through too.
Very positive ones indeed. So I'm excited to go through Joey's picks. Yes, it's a shame he couldn't be on for this one, but it is unfortunately like 3 a.m.
His time, maybe earlier. Yeah, so... Yep. So we'll do it. We will soldier on with the two of us for this week and be back to a full contingent of three next week.
With Chris Kelly, actually. That's who we'll have on next week.
Ah, Chris Kelly.
He confirmed his thing, so he'll be on with his new Trample Bet shirt.
Fantastic. We haven't seen Chris on the show for a while, actually.
Have not. He's been directing films.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he'll tell us about that. He's like the one of our guests we can go, would you like to plug anything? And he has
things
that aren't, like, my picks that I just talked to you about.
Fantastic. So looking forward to that. But let's get a run through of how we got on last week, starting with the banker bets. You didn't like my banker bet.
Did not.
Celtic away at Livingston at odds of 2-7. Celtic won this game 3-0. Now, that sounds comfortable, but Joe Hart, their goalkeeper, got sent off in the 28th minute. They were 1-0 up at the time. He got sent off in the 28th minute, and I was thinking, oh dear, this is potentially dangerous. No, it was fine. Celtic scored a second. The game was paid out after 48 minutes, and then they went on and got a third to win 3-0. So, nice banker bet, 2-7.
Happy to be proved wrong in that. As I said last week, I was quite... I would have backed it. It made me feel a bit... but yeah, so... Anyway, I'll do the next 2 cents. So, I had... my banker was Viking versus Sandefjord. Viking were paid out after like 7 minutes. But they didn't make this easy on themselves at the end. They went back to two each. They went up 3-2, back to three each. But yeah, they ended up closing out the game and winning this. So a good result for Viking in there. And Joey, who had a poor performance the week before and came this week bearing gifts, missing Spice, had a banker of PSV away at Almir City. And what a banker it was. A 4-0 win. That's how you do a banker. So
there it is.
Banker treble in.
When bearing gifts, don't in the banker slot, don't fuck about with frankincense or myrrh. No, of the gold.
No. No, it's all the gold. It's just what we want.
No spice, just gold. So the banker treble came in, which is what we always want from the show. We get the bankers in, it pays for everything else. So ideal. On to the value picks then. I was in Japan and I was taking a Hiroshima side away at Kyoto Sanga at odds of 10-11. Did not come in. Lost 1-0, really poor result for a Hiroshima team that were top of the form table against quite a lowly Kyoto Sanga. So surprised by that one and not a winning pick.
Same for me in the value slot. Probably my most disappointed pick of the weekend here. This was Almeria versus Valencia, and I take Valencia away. Valencia led this game twice. They went up 1-0 and they went up 2-1. And both times they got pegged back after like 10 minutes. Just so frustrating. And closed out the game as 2 each. So no win there for me. But as Joey is not here, I thankfully get to tell you that his, what I considered at the time, mental pick of over 3.5 goals between Stuttgart and Darmstadt was so bloody correct. Joey, You couldn't have been more correct. 4-1. Brilliant result in there. So, I didn't like this at all. As I said at the time, I actually took this on the over 2.5 line. So it was in immediately to start with as part of a second bet. I'd say a more shite baggy mega coupon that I always with. But really good result, Joey, and well done on picking that. 11-8 went off at, so great value pick.
So failure in the value column for the two of us, but Joey returning to form there. Good to see. On to the outsiders then. This is where we pick something that is priced up as an underdog, but we think has a good chance of coming in at a big price. I took Odense away at Midtjylland, big odds here. And they took they didn't take the lead. Midtjylland scored in the 51st minute. Odense insta-equalised within like a minute and a half. And I was like, oh, this is game on. This is good. Did get a goal notification in stoppage time, but it wasn't for us. It was for Midtjylland in the 95th minute. So they won 2-1 and my outsider did not come in.
Yeah, my outsider didn't come in. And this is the pick I was most confident about as well, even though it was 11-2. I really fancied Boavista away at Braga here. And everything that I wanted to happen in the first kind of half an hour in Braga's midweek game did actually happen. They lost to Napoli in a really tight game. They ran themselves into the ground. They then played against Boavista. Braga did take the lead after 19 minutes, but Boavista clawed it back in 26 minutes. And I thought, excellent, this is great. Back to one each. They're going to be struggling. No, the same guy got yellow carded, then red carded in the 30th minute, and they went on to lose the game 4-1. So they could do it with 11 men, 10 men, bit more of a stretch when you're an 11-2 outsider. That's not really what you're wanting from them. But yeah, was disappointed with that in there. The game kind of was on its arse after 37 minutes because Braghead went up and scored. But disappointed with that one because I felt they could have given them a really good run in, and they were starting to because they'd scored. But disappointing there. On to Joey's outsider. Now, Andy did not like this pick. This was Anderlecht versus Club Brugge. I loved this pick.
I didn't like the pick because he's continually bet on Anderlecht games for like the past however many shows in a row. Just keeps doing it. And I was like, maybe just go somewhere else. But yes, he did. So I hold my hands up. And I was delighted to see this come in as a draw. Delighted.
As well. Huge price for that. So well done, Joey. So Joey's 3 from 3. So far, with the charity bet just to come. So Andy. And
the charity bet started quite nicely. I had Dundee United away at Inverness. They won the game 1-0 despite being down to 10 men. They scored in the 95th minute to win the game away from home. The odds of around even money. So absolutely delighted with that, also being a Dundee United fan. It was Jordan Tilson, though, that got sent off. If you were to Google Inverness v Dundee United, and then click timeline of the game. This is what you see on the screen. 60th minute, Jordan Tilson subbed on. 65th minute, Jordan Tilson booked. 69th minute, Jordan Tilson sent off. 9 minutes.
Impact sub, mate. Impact sub.
Cheers, mate. Down to 10 men, 0-0 away at Inverness, but got that stoppage time scramble goal in the box right at the end. First leg of the charity in.
I was on to leg two for me. This was Parma versus Sampdoria, and I really liked Parma at home here. Could have used a bit of Vandy's late scramble goals here. They were down 1-0 to Sampdoria in the 19th minute. They brought it back in the 82nd to one each, and they've obviously the stats heavily favour Parma because they spent 82 minutes of the game chasing it. So they had more shots on target, more goals, more shots on target, more shots on goal, more corners, more everything there, but they just could not get the ball in a second time, and the game ended one each there. So disappointing there. Both value and charity ended up as draws, both in different ways.
You love a draw as well.
I do love a draw. I'm a big draw fan. That was meant, it didn't really matter what Joey's pick was, but let's talk about it. This was Orlando City versus Inter Miami, and he liked over 2.5 goals in both teams to score. He got half of this. He got both teams to score, but the game ended up one each. Both teams scored pretty early as well. So he was unfortunate there, but he was unfortunate. He needed one more goal to go 4 for 4. So
yeah,
he's been, up a roller coaster ride has been 3 weeks of joy there. 7 picks out of 12. The distribution of said picks is 4-0-3. So yeah, but he did really well this week. Congrats, Joey, again. And you know, he'll be back on in probably about 12 weeks to talk us through some more stuff that's happening. So yeah, bankers were all in. Banker treble came in. I was the worst of the week by far with 1 out of 4. But yeah, banker was in on that.
Yep. So a mixed week. But you know, some good results in there, and some that we on another day could have gone our way. We're about to head to the break, but those of you watching on Patreon, you get the video podcast as soon as we finished recording. So this will be out Friday afternoon or Friday morning if we upload it straight away. So you get to see us. You get the middle section, which will be very short this week because I don't think I have any middle section picks. We're doing a very tight show. Usually there's a middle section. Special podcasts about other subjects, but the best thing is the cheat sheet. That's all the picks for the week written down. So you don't have to remember which ones you liked or take any notes. Just go to tramplebet.com, click the link for Patreon. It's £6 a month, and we'd love to have you join the club. Okie doke, let's go for a short ad break. Patrons, we'll see you in the midsection.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, September 30th, 2023. Just the two of us this week, so it'll be a banker from each of us, value from each of us, outsider from each of us, and then a charity double. So 8 picks in total. As always, starting with the bankers. For my banker this week, I am in Denmark in the Superliga, like I like to be, and my game is Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. UK time, I think. Might be 1 p.m. This is confusing me now.
Anyway?
Well, this is confusing me now because I don't know if LiveScore has given me the German time for this game because I'm
right,
in Germany or if it's
the
UK.
Again, sorry.
So it's Vile versus Norgeland.
Oh, great, great collection of spellings there. I'll just type Vile in there. Start with an H.
V-E-J-I-L-E.
Right, I'll get Norgeland. Right, you talk through it. Norgeland game is at 1 p.m.
1 p.m. Okay, so I'm an hour ahead just now. So 1 p.m. on Sunday for Vile versus Norgeland. Norgeland have had a great start to the season. 18 points from 9 matches puts them 4 points off top place. So they are third in the table. Vile are the exact opposite. They have 4 points from their 9 games and sit second bottom, only 1 point ahead of Villawa, who have just been getting thrashed every week. So this is a game of a heavy favourite, a team in form against a team that's really struggling. The best bit about this, though, is if you click the home away, so Vile at home, 4 matches from at home, 0 points. So that plays in favour as well. It's not like the 4 points they've scraped together have been valiant home performances. They've managed nothing at home. Norgeland are actually really good odds. They're 3-4 to win this game, which is too high for a banker, and it's not a risk I want to take anyway because Norgeland have quite a congested fixture list, what with being in Europe. So I'm going to take the double chance. I'm going to take Norgeland or draw here, and that brings the odds down to 1-5, which is pretty much banker odds, but I can't see Vile getting their first points of the season at home against this Norgeland team. It's just not going to happen.
Okie dokie, 1-5. Well, I'll move on to my banker pick, and it should be Bonjour, because I am in the French League One and taking what I consider a rather ridiculous priced PSG away at Clermont to get a win here. PSG are 4-9 to beat bottom of the league Clermont. Clermont have started awfully. They've taken 1 point from the first 6 games, scored 5, conceded 12, whereas PSG, roughly where you'd think they would be, they've taken 11 points from their 6 games. They're in third at the moment behind teams who have 1 and 2 more points than them. PSG have been pretty all right this season. They're obviously missing a bit of star power with Mbappe leaving, with Neymar leaving and Mbappe being a bit infrequent. He's had to get taken off against Marseille at the weekend. But Gonzalo Ramos, who's come on for him last week, has taken and scored two of his chances that he put away immediately. So he's been pretty good in there. It was a pretty confident win for PSG against Marseille, 4-0. They beat Dortmund in the Champions League 2-0 there. I just don't really see why you're getting them at 4-9 here. They lost their last game they played against Clermont, but that's unusual for them. They lost it 3-2. Clermont have started the season very poorly, with their only point being 2 each draw with Toulouse. PSG away form has been fine. They've beat Lyon already this season as well in there. So I just, something's not quite adding up for me here. Missing Mbappe to me doesn't mean that you're...
The whole team suddenly falls apart.
Yeah. It's not there. They're already missing Neymar, went to Saudi. But yeah, PSG, basically 4-9, 1-2 away from home. I think it's a pretty banker.
There we go. So wins for PSG and a double chance bet on FC Norgeland away at Vila are the banker bets this weekend. On to the value picks then. The odds of these tend to be around the even money mark, and mine is just under even money mark this week, 9-10. We're in Japan, Saturday morning at 11 a.m. UK time for Hiroshima versus Nagoya. Now, if you look at the league table here, Nagoya are fourth in the league on 47 points, and Hiroshima are three places back in seventh on 44 points. So they're only separated by one game. Why are Hiroshima odds-on favourites for this game against a team that are higher than them in the league? Well, it's all about form here. Hiroshima, 10 points from the last five matches. Nagoya, dead last in the five-game form table across the entire division. They're just on the slide, taking 2 points from their last five matches. They also do not perform that well away from home. So while they're fourth in the league overall, they're 11th when you only consider away games. And Hiroshima is not an easy place to go. They've managed 27 points from 14 home games this season. That's good for fourth out of all the teams in the league. And they are just pretty solid at home, winning their last three matches there in the league against good teams. The Urawa Red Diamonds, Kawasaki Frontale, and Vissel Kobe. So this is very much a form matchup. It's a home-away split. And I think around even money in Hiroshima is well worth it this weekend.
I hope you are correct. I only say that because last week, you can't give Joey shit for picking Anderlecht and be like, back to the well with Hiroshima again in the value slot.
Well, I saw what he did and I want to replicate it.
Ah, right, okay. Well, no problem. Well, I'm not picking any of the teams I had last week, but I am in a very familiar league to me. This is Norway, the Elite Serien, and we're at game 23 of the season. I'll be taking third place Tromso to get a win against 15th place, and that's second bottom in this league. There's only 16 teams. Stabæk. Tromsø have been pretty good this season. They're up in third position. They're in that final Europa League slot for them there. Their away form's pretty good. They've taken 19 points from 10 games, only behind Viking and Bodo. Stabæk's home form is stinking. They have taken 12 points from 10 games. That's fine away-wise. At home, you kind of want to be putting on some more points than that. They've only scored 9 goals at home this season, and they've conceded 8, so they keep it tight. Tromsø, on the other hand, I've had some really buoyed results over the last kind of a few away games they've played. They beat Bodø in a game that I backed them in, actually, to do so. They beat Lillestrøm. They had a tight loss to Rosenborg and they lost to Brann there. Stabæk's home form, let me just take you through the last four home games. 0-1 loss. 0-1 loss. 0-1 loss. 0-1 loss. They continually lose games 1-0 when they're playing at home. The game before that was a 2-each draw with Rosenborg. Tromsø have got a really pretty good head-to-head matchup with them. Take the last five games as an example. There's three Tromsø away wins, 1 draw and 1 Stabæk win. I just think it's a good time to be back in Tromsø here. And if you'd like to follow me into that breach, you can get at me at 6-5 to do so. So yes, that's where I am with my value pick, Andy.
Excellent. So Tromso to beat Stabæk and a win for Hiroshima against Nagoya will give you a wee value double this weekend. On to the outsiders then, G-Man. So you've got that arbitrary 2-1.
I have.
It's got to be bigger than that to be an outsider for you. Not for me, but I am clearing your line this week. So Saturday, 3 p.m., very close to home, albeit not my current location, in the Scottish Premiership for Kilmarnock versus St Mirren. Now, it's an interesting game because we're six games into the Premiership season and St Mirren are in second place in the league, only 2 points behind Celtic. They've started incredibly well. Kilmarnock are probably where you're going to expect them to be. They're eighth in this 12-team league. They've taken 6 points from six matches. But interestingly, Kilmarnock are the favourites here. They're 13-10 to win this game, and St Mirren are a 2-1 outsider to win.
All right.
Which is a bit bizarre considering the form. But when looking at the home away, Kilmarnock's games, they've either been drawing them or losing them by one goal. So here are the last five matches. They could beat 2-1 away at Motherwell, lost 1-0 at home at County, 2-2 with Hibs, 2-2 with Dundee, lost 2-1 away at Hearts. So all pretty close. St Mirren, 2-2 with Aberdeen, 1-1 with Livingston, 1-0 win against Motherwell, 1-0 win against Hearts. And then the outlier, they get beat 4-2 by Hibs last weekend. So again, they're drawing and then having games that are only decided by one goal, albeit they've gone in their favour. I don't like the fact Kilmarnock are favourites here. I do like the price on a draw. So I am going to come to your side of the house and take the biggest priced option of the three on the 1x2, and the draw is 11-5. And I'll add to that, out of the last five head-to-head matches, four of them have been draws between these teams.
That's just what we like to hear.
Three each, 0-0, 0-0.
I know which games I'd rather have been at.
one of those was a cup game that ended 4-3 on penalties.
That's
but
fine.
Yeah, the draws in 90 minutes is the order of the day here. Albeit the last time out, Kilmarnock won 2-0 away from home. But four of the last five have been draws. All the games between them and other teams in the league are settled by one goal. This I think, has a good chance of being a draw.
Fab. Okay, well, I'm also on a draw. This is Rayo Vallecano versus Mallorca. That's all the R and Y I have in me right there. So two teams who are pretty close in general form when you're playing it. I feel that Mallorca have been roughly priced on this one. If you consider Mallorca's last five matchups, right? They drew 2-2 with Barcelona. They lost 5-3 to Girona. Now, Girona are having a season at the moment. Like, they are top of the league, 19 points from seven games. So that's there's scoring three goals against the guys who are top of the league isn't too bad. The other games that they've played that I thought were interesting was a 1-0 win away at Celta Vigo, a 0-0 draw with Atletico Bilbao, and a 3-2 loss to Granada. You contrast that with Rayo Vallecano's 0-0 draw with Cadiz, 0-0 draw with Villarreal, a 2-0 win against Alaves, and a 1-0 loss to Betis. And I think the last five games you may see are pretty damn close. Now, if you look at where they are in the table at the moment, Vallecano are up in 7th place with 11 points. Mallorca are in 16th with 6 points. Now, it looks like a big gap there. Mallorca have had a much tougher start to the league. They've played against better teams in there. Now, I think this game's heading towards a draw. Both teams have drawn two out of the last five games they've played. It's not a game that traditionally lends itself to a draw. There's been no draws in the last five, but I think we're in slightly different circumstances here where both of these teams had been kind of bottom feeders, really trying to stay out of that relegation zone. Both will have aspirations of maybe being more in your Betis zone, finishing about eighth in the La Liga here. So you can get the draw here at what I think is pretty good odds of 11-5. So two 11-5ers.
Two 11-5 draws. Love it. So that's a draw between Rayo Vallecano and Mallorca and Kilmarnock and St Mirren. And that rounds off the main picks, the bankers, values and outsiders. Just the small matter of the charity bet this week, Gordo, which will be a double.
On me. It's on me.
And it's on, and it is on you. Recent results determine that this is on you. Saturday at 2 p.m. for my charity pick. So it's in the Danish Superliga again, this time for FC Copenhagen against Midtjylland. So Copenhagen are top of the league, 22 points from 9 matches. Midtjylland back in 5th with 14 points from their 9 matches. Midtjylland haven't been great on the road, though. And this is the key to this game. 4 games away from home, 4 points, which is good enough to be 9th out of 12 in the away from home form table in this league.
Being 9th at anything isn't that great, is it?
Not great. They're up in 4th overall, so like their home away split is very real. When it comes to form, Copenhagen 10 points from their last 5 matches. Midtjylland back on 5 points from their last 5 matches. If you look at the head-to-head, these teams have been, you know, duking it out for titles over the past few seasons. So there's a mix in there. The teams are not the same anymore. Copenhagen are a much, much better side than Midtjylland this season. And you'll get them at 3-4 for the win here, which I think is actually pretty good because I'm pretty certain it will happen. So Copenhagen are my charity pick this week.
No probs. Well, because it was going to be 2 of us on the charity bet, I decided to put a draw in here for that other charity.
You mental case.
Because, you know, you want to be giving some good money to charity. But I think I found another spot that a draw is beneficial. So I am taking a draw between Modena and Venezia in Italian Serie B. This is a game that will kick off first for me. It's 1 o'clock on Saturday, traditional Italian War League kickoff. I actually watched all of Modena's game midweek against Sud Tirol because I backed Sud Tirol. I liked Sud Tirol and I liked Laval midweek, and I got Laval but didn't get Sud Tirol. Sud Tirol are like Stoke. They just sit in and like they might catch you on the break, but you're probably not going to score. Modena looked quite a good team, actually. They were really close. They hit the bar, they hit the post, they hit everything in there, but they seem to have this problem, and this problem is that they can't score when it's required. Their last 3 games against varying opposition. So Sud Tirol nearly got promoted last season. Like they were in the last round of the promotion playoffs. They drew 0-0. Lecco, who we've covered already, who just got promoted, have only played 4 games. And they're not very good. They drew 0-0 with Feralpi Salo. They've just been promoted. They're doing all right. They drew 1 each with there. But they beat Pisa and they beat Cosenza before. Venezia, their opposition, had a really disappointing result against Palermo midweek. They lost 3-1, but that was a 90th minute goal that took it away from 2-1 while Venezia were pressing, because I watched bits of that as well. But before that, they drew with Brescia, they beat Spezia, they drew with Cittadella, they beat Sampdoria in there. So they're 2 teams that I would say are pretty closely matched. And even if Modena do decide that this is the time they would quite like to score, I believe Venezia have enough to find their way back into the game. It's another game I see heading towards a draw. The matchups head-to-heads are quite funny. Venezia last played Modena last season. They won 5-0. Earlier on in that year, they drew 2 each, which is more what I'm looking for. The year before that, in 2020, they beat Modena 6-1 away from home. So there's no real rhyme or reason. if it's not a draw, it's a pumping. But yeah, I just think that this game's going to head towards a draw. Both teams have that in their locker. I think probably 0-0. I would be happy with no notifications, and I expect to receive none. So you get Modena versus Venezia at 9-4 as a draw.
Ooh. Easy clearing that 2-1 line that you set for outsiders. A wee outsider for your charity pick.
That's
incredible.
It.
So the charity double this week is a draw between Modena and Venezia and a win for FC Copenhagen in the Danish Superliga. That's it. That is the show.
Them's the breaks, Andy. Well,
them's the breaks.
Now,
what will you be up to this weekend? Enjoying the Ryder Cup, I presume?
Well, yes. And also playing in the final of the baseball. In the single A, Glasgow Comets are facing the Tayport Breakers
on Sunday.
Tollcross Park. Should any of our listeners wish to attend, it's a 1 p.m. kickoff.
First pitch,
yeah. But yeah, so planning on that, and yeah, just watching the Great Scottish Run as well. That's on this Sunday too. So lot of good competition there. But yes, looking forward to the Ryder Cup. I believe when I last checked, Europe were 4-0 up.
Yeah, in play, I think, in the foursomes. Yeah, I think they were. I've not seen any of it yet, and I doubt I will see much of it. So I'm flying back to Scotland tonight, and then it's a quick turnaround, and I'm off to Portugal tomorrow morning. Nice. This one a holiday though, so taking the golf clubs.
You're not catching like Vizlea versus.
No, there's no lower league football for me. It's just going to be out on the golf course and enjoying the sun, hopefully.
Will you enjoy that, Andy?
And getting notifications on my phone telling me of winning picks from this week's show.
No notifications on Medina Venezia. Just nothing. Rely on me to tell you that one.
Superb, Gordo. Thank you very much. Thank you, as always, to everyone for listening. Come join us on Facebook. We have a Facebook group. Just search Trample Bet Podcast and join up there. There's loads of good stuff. A lot of our listenership commenting on things, telling us their bets for the weekend ahead. So come in and join the conversation. And if you fancy giving something back to the show, head over to tramplebet.com and click the Patreon link. £6 a month, you get to watch the show as a video. You get the cheat sheet, so all the picks are written down. And Gordo, that will be your duty today.
It will be.
To fill
you
that
send
out.
Send me that picture of all those picks you've been writing down.
I will send you the screenshots. Right, thanks again, Gordon. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We shall see you next week. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet Podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black. Part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.